week we talked about benefits, but this week we have some more information regarding the renewal of the group hospital plan, which is done every year. This pertains to the fixed cost of the plan. And with us today, we have, again, Mr. Dave Smith from Integra and Dennis Cordry, our personnel director. Again, we have a recommendation for your consideration regarding renewal of the fixed cost portion of the health care policy. And fixed costs are composed of the four items here that are listed on this handout. One is reinsurance, and this is insurance for catastrophic claims over $250,000 per year per person. We currently use the Zurich Insurance Company. Integra has shopped this out with several companies, and the best option, it appears to be, is United Healthcare for this coming year, who we have used before. The estimated cost of their premium is $216,390 versus $216,365. But the advantage of the United Healthcare is the lower aggregate rate, so that in very worst case, our maximum liability or cost would be $11,210,000 versus with Zurich, $11,469,000. So that is all on the schedule, which is probably more information than you ever wanted to see. Anyway, that's the summary of why we select or recommending United Healthcare. We are also recommending for administration of the plan, Integra out of Seaford, who has administered our plan for 15 plus years at least. And what that entails is they actually handle the processing and the payment of each individual medical bill. So they would review the bills, apply discounts and so on, and process the bills, and then the county reimburses or basically pays for that. Their cost is up about 2%. The estimate for their cost is $276,000 for a year. And again, this varies based on the number of employees we have that are covered and so on, and the type of coverage that we have. Health Advocate is another part of our plan, and they provide employee helpline and third-party assistance regarding medical issues. The estimated cost for that service for a year is $9,813. And then the OneNet or Netco, which covers their pre-certification and also provides us discounts at all the most all of our medical bills, is $58,823. So that part of our medical cost is what we have for your consideration today. This is something we do annually. It's not, it's basically something we have. I've probably explained it more detail than what we've done in the past, but this is, we're not recommending any changes except the United Healthcare in place of Zurich. We did receive a bid from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which actually had higher fixed fees than what you see here today. But they did note a 42% total discount on claims paid. So what we've talked to our group hospital consultant, Mr. Steve Fallon from IBC, and he does not feel that we have sufficient time to make a major change and to evaluate this plan that Blue Cross has submitted. But what he did suggest is that we could send out a request for a proposal for next year, which would be legally required to make a major change. And then, if we did this for the next renewal, we would have, and started this process in advance, we would have the time to complete the evaluation and open it up to whatever, any company that wants to apply for it. So basically, Mr. Fallon is recommending that we consider that for next year as an option. So I wanted to bring you up to date on that, and...
Does the council have any questions for Mr. Baker?
Dave,
yes.
If I understood you, our exposure in the case of catastrophic losses of some kind, it would be 11 million something?
Yes.
Are we accepting that kind of...
For some terrible reason, if we had just a preponderance of bad claims and whatnot, our exposure would be limited to that 11 million...
Oh, we're limited to
$210,000.
Limited.
That would be the maximum we would pay. So the insurance not only covers, catastrophic-type health problems for individuals, but it puts an overall limit on the county's cost.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Smith is here. He could probably explain that, too, if you like.
But Mr. Smith, could you come up, please?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to elaborate on that at all?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to elaborate on that at all?
The aggregate, yes. If you look at your insurance package, it's actually built into two sections. One is what they call specific in the reinsurance business, and that insures people that are above the 250,000 mark that Dave mentioned. The aggregate's more like a bucket, and it covers all the claims under 250 that go into this bucket. Once it hits that maximum limit, then the reinsurance again kicks in. If you were buying a fully insured package from like Blue Cross that has fixed rates, you know what your maximum is going to be because that rate is, by per participant per month. The aggregate or the maximum they refer to is exactly like a fully insured plan. It just says, hey, this is the worst it can be. And it's generally set about 25% higher than what they anticipate your claims are going to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear correctly that your portion of this, the administration of the plan, is going to increase by 2%?
That's correct.
How do you justify that?
My costs are going up 2%. I have held those rates for 2 years, and I've provided free administration of the Section 125 plan that went in January 1 at no charge for the first year. So it's just an inflationary increase. Costs of goods and services across the board are going up higher than that. So I've absorbed some of those costs in our fees.
I'm going to say something. I'll tell you, somebody's doing a very good job here because I'm under a federal retiree Blue Cross plan,
yes.
My husband's plan. We pay $359 a month for that. Plus, I pay $93 to Medicare. And our people are paying $40 a month under the new plan. To maintain the same kind of insurance that they had. So somebody's doing a very good job.
Well, it's the county planning committee, the budget committee, those people that are working on that. I have to give them a lot of credit, but we work very hard at keeping the cost down. And I do want to just also give the credit to who it's due is that they installed a little over a year ago a disease management program, utilization review, case management type program that's very intensive, one-on-one, that has probably reduced our overall cost by $1.2 million in the last 14 months. So that is really very significant, and as that continues to be in place, it's going to increase the savings.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's the pleasure of the council? Would you like to vote on this? Is there a motion that you have prepared?
Yes. The motion I prepared is be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a one-year renewal of its health care plan with Integra, United Healthcare, Health Advocate, and OneNet.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the recommendation read by the county administrator. Is there any questions? If not, I'll call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay. The next item I have is regarding Register of Wills fees. And I have a handout, and also Mr. Greg Fuller, a Register of Wills, is here. The Register of Wills office charges a 1.25% fee on the net estate for adjusting, settling, and certifying accounts. And Mr. Fuller had asked to be here today to discuss this fee, and I'll go ahead and hand this out. Would you like to come on?
Good morning, Mr. Fuller.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I do have just a memorandum. I won't be before you very long. Each of the counties met 2 weeks ago. I got a very deep voice. Each of the counties met 2 weeks ago, and during that particular meeting where we were addressing issues that affect each of the offices countywide, it was identified that Sussex County's assessment tax was below the other two counties, which theirs was 1.75 and ours was 1.25. There were some other fees that our office will be continuing to look at to see whether it'd be palatable for us to move forward on raising those particular fees also. But this one, I feel as though it needs to be corrected quickly. Because what it does is it causes controversy when a person from the community goes from one county to the other, ours being less. So when our people go up to Newcastle, let's say somebody in their family may die, they have it fixed in their mind that they're going to pay this 1.25 and then it's 1.75. And we know right now in these dire economic times, that little percentage will make a big difference in a person who's already prepared a check to settle their estate up there. So in order to bring us all online, I'm proposing that we increase our county assessment tax as far as for all probated estates to 1.75 to come in line with Newcastle and counties, registering wills.
Have you an estimate how much additional money this will bring into the county?
The primary reason I'm doing it is really for solidarity, to make sure that we're all, so everybody throughout the statewide can have the same fee. But it will bring in a minimal increase of roughly about $2,500.
Well, how much?
Actually, I think...
About $2,500.
I think it'll bring in considerably more, I believe.
$500. If the estates, well, on average, we don't do, the estates that we do are not in the large numbers. So it could be. There's the possibility it could be a lot more.
I wouldn't be ashamed about bringing in more money. But maybe Mr. Baker would have some additional thoughts on that.
Yes, our accounting department did an analysis, and let me give you a copy, Mr. This is what they, this is. And what they came up with is that this was the largest portion of your fee, revenue from your office. And what they came up with is the last fiscal year that this would mean an increase in your fees if this was in place all last fiscal year of around $310,000. And then this year it's running a little bit higher than that. So, you know, it depends, like Mr. Fuller said, it depends on the activity.
It depends on the activity.
It's completely, you know, up and down.
Well, and that's true.
Your number must have been, I mean, you were talking, I guess, like per
person
or per claim.
Correct.
Okay.
What action, if the council is comfortable with moving forward with the recommendation, what action would be required, Mr. Baker?
This would require a change in the ordinance. It doesn't in an ordinance, so which would have to, we would have to prepare the change. Mr. Griffin could prepare the change. And then we could bring it back for introduction and then a public hearing at a later date and a decision.
Okay.
Let me clarify something, David, for me again, or Mr. Fuller, either one of you. To bring our fees, you know, to make them all uniform throughout the state, or a lot of the estate work, or Jim maybe even help me, is a lot of this estate work go from county to county? So you've got estates conflicting with two or three counties or all the counties, or I mean, is it
not typically the estate is supposed to be settled in the county where the person passed away?
Let me ask you that, if somebody could see, they could, like somebody in Newcastle County says, hey, if I go down and settle it in Sussex,
well, we sometimes
we save
have
some
more than one jurisdiction involved. if they own property here, but mm-hmm. their primary residence was elsewhere and they died elsewhere, we often have what they call ancillary estates. Someone in Virginia who owns a beach property, they settle their estate in Virginia, then they do an ancillary administration over here on the assets that are located in Sussex County. I think what Mr. Fuller is suggesting is that that Newcastle and Kent recognized that their costs were going up and adjusted their fees a couple of years ago, and that he would like to be in line with the other two counties. It would improve the county's fee income, obviously. Mm-hmm. This 1.25% does not include the value of real estate. It only applies to personal property. So you have the personal property that's accounted for in the estate.
Okay.
Then after the bills are paid out of that personal property, which might be checking accounts, CDs, that type of thing, after the bills are paid, you come to an adjusted gross, and after you deducted all the bills and the expenses of settling the estate, you apply the 1.25 to what's left.
Or the 1.75, which
right.
It'd be okay. 1.75 we raise.
When he said the 2,500, so typically the typical average estate is affected about 2,500. So,
well, but for that, on 1.25 right now, you'd have to have $200,000 right. left after bills are paid. You apply the 1.25 to 200,000, you'd get 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Fuller? I think in deference to our Register of Wills, we will ask staff to prepare the ordinance, and then maybe you could lobby the council members to see if someone would introduce it for you.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The last item I have is the county administrator's report. And I have some information. We are pleased to announce the following awards for Sussex County Employees of the Year. And this is through the Association of Public Safety Communication Officials. Center Manager of the Year, Mr. Joseph Thomas, Director of Emergency Preparedness, has been awarded the Center Manager of the Year for Delaware for 2008. Mr. Thomas oversees the day-to-day operations in the 911 Center for Sussex County, and he has worked for the county since December 1986. Number two, Telecommunicator of the Year runner-up, Mr. Charles Stevenson. The fourth was selected by APCO as runner-up for Telecommunicator of the Year for the state of Delaware. He's worked for the county since September 2007. And currently manages our local emergency planning committee efforts in Sussex County. Unit Citation Award. Chris Moore, Bob Parson, Lily Fitzgerald, and Earl Chaffinch have been selected as runner-up for the Unit Citation Award, which recognizes their professionalism, expertise, and thoroughness in handling an event that occurred in February 2009. Unit Citation of the Year Award. Joseph Pepper, Stephen Deary, Jason Boyce, and Jason Faulkner have been awarded the Unit Citation of the Year for Delaware. They have been, of course, these last two awards are dispatchers. They have been recognized for their outstanding response to an incident that occurred on June 17, 2008 regarding paramedic Stephanie Calloway. We wish to commend these county dispatchers and Mr. Thomas for the outstanding job that they do on a day-to-day basis for Sussex County. It is indeed a pleasure to see county staff recognized for their outstanding efforts and work. EMS Memorial Bike Ride, May 18th. For your information, attached is a draft of a schedule for the National EMS Memorial Bank Bike Ride that will be arriving in Georgetown from Tinicum, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia on May 18th. The purpose of the bike ride is to honor Sussex County paramedic Stephanie Calloway and Michelle Smith from Newcastle County. Sussex County Prayer Breakfast. For your information, the County Sussex County Prayer Breakfast Committee has scheduled Friday, May 15, 2009 at 7:30 a.m. for their annual event. The breakfast will be held at the Cheer Center in Georgetown. Revenue from the event will cover all costs associated with the prayer breakfast. Delaware Tech Aviation Maintenance Education Center on Monday, March 30th, a dedication ceremony for the Delaware Tech Aviation Maintenance Education Center will be held at the Sussex County Industrial Airpark. The County Council contributed $1.2 million towards the cost of purchasing and renovating a hangar at the Industrial Airpark to provide an education program for airframe mechanics.
Thank you. Are there any additional questions for our County Administrator? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Susan Webb, our Finance Director.
Thank you.